Blast off. We are page 290, Perek Yudalid in the art scroll. 14th Perek, thank you. In the green Feldheim, page 99, Perek Yudalid, the 14th Perek. We are definitely deep in. We're going to need a little bit of a review or a little general context, but I guess we'll try and do it as we're going. Chalkei Aprishus Harashim Shloisha. There are three parts and elements of Precious. Precious means to abstain, which we're going to talk about. Kinei yesh Precious ba'hana'os, Precious ba'dinim, and Precious ba'minhagim. There's how I connect to the physical world, or I don't connect. You have to be careful with that, as we've learned. There's a person, when it comes to halacha, how you deal with halacha, and minhagim, as he's going to explain. Haprishas bahanos, when it comes to enjoyment and pleasures, humash is karim perakakodem. We spoke about it before. Which obviously we could give a whole shiur about and talk about it, which is basically, it's not for now, the context now is less than 10 minutes. So we're not going to go so deeply into it. But it basically means if you do this world right, you'll enjoy the world incredibly. If you know how to deal with this world, you'll enjoy it. Either people don't enjoy, and then that leads them to do averus. Because the only reason a person does averus is because they're looking for something that they don't have within mutter. Or they're enjoying too much, which leads, for different reasons, for a person to do averus. So the tzaddik, we'll call it, or the person who figured out this world, enjoys this world. As I've said many, many, many times, guaranteed that Reb Chaim Kanievsky, zatzal, or one of the tzaddikim, would enjoy food more than we can enjoy food, would enjoy the pleasures of this world more than we can. Because we might abuse it, or you might go the other extreme and abstain too much from it. So a person has to learn exactly, and it's not the forum for now, it's a whole shiur we could talk about, but that's really, as he said, it's from the parak before, learning how to enjoy this world, learning how to live. Shabbos is a good example. Parenthetically, Shabbos is an example where a person is able to enjoy without so much cheshbon, as much of this world, but it's not for now. Davar ze yakev al kol ma shehu tainig lechem en achushim, which is food, be'ilois, malbushim, tiulim, which means how a person eats, how a person has intimacy, how a person dresses, how a person goes on vacation, how a person has conversations. That all falls on the category of learning to enjoy this world. Rak bayam shanig ben mitzvah, going and understanding how a person is allowed to enjoy what he's allowed to enjoy and how to deal with that. That's number one. Number two is precious bedinim, which is what? Lahakmer behem tamid. Lachosh afilu divrei yachid b'machlokas im tamanir afilu shein halacha kamoisai. Upenai shili yechum roi kulai. When it comes to halacha, for a person to know, Am I too stringent? Am I too makel? If a person is able to learn, as the Ramchal says, if a person can learn to be machmir as much as he can, obviously that's a blanket statement, so it would be easy for a person to say, okay, I'm just machmir. But the Ramchal is saying, l'hachmir basfekus afilu makum shev shel lahakol behem, that a person takes things seriously when it comes to halacha. So there's the enjoyment of this world that a person has to have boundaries. There's the halachic aspect of things that a person has to know how to be stringent when it comes to halacha. I never ate from an animal that had to be slaughtered quickly. Of course, it's mutter. I want to be someone who's more stringent on myself. Two to rise above and to be someone who's able to be machmir. And I just want to be very clear, because we're jumping in literally in the 14th parak. It's not about being machmir because you want to be better than someone, or that you're OCD, or that you want to be frumer. The chumrah comes from your relationship with Hashem, which we'll talk about. It's that you want to go ahead, just like your relationship with your wife, just like your relationship with your children, just like your relationship with anyone who you care about. You want to be more, I don't know what the word for machmir, I don't know how they translate it, that you want to be more, they're going to say stringent. It's not about stringent. I want to be extra sensitive. I want to be extra sensitive. I want to be extra. You know, it's funny. Can I pause it and then we can go right in? It's not less than 10 minutes. Well, remind me afterwards to talk about Chumrah, and that I spoke to someone recently on the phone. Someone remind me. We'll talk about it. Chinamar mar ukva anabai hamilsa. Oh, listen to this Gemara. Chala bar charma legabi abba. Oh my gosh, this Gemara is worth it just that you came tonight to hear this. Ilu abba kadachal bisra idna. He says, I am considered vinegar, the son of wine. My father's wine, and I'm vinegar. Why? Because my father, the whole day, if he ate meat, he would wait 24 hours. Lo avi achol v'yar l'machar ki hashata. He wouldn't eat milchiks. If he ate fleishiks yesterday, he'd wait 24 hours. And me, ana b'hai sudas l'echrim z'lechri d'alchem. I'll eat 6 hours, let's call it. It means from this meal, I won't eat milchiks until I wait from one meal to another meal. Now, so I don't understand. The Ramchal is asking, I don't get it. So is the halacha like his father, or the halacha is not like his father? If the halacha is like his father, he's got to follow it. If it's not like his father, so why does his father do it? Why is he doing it differently? Why is he calling himself Chala bar chamra, I'm vinegar, the son of wine. My father's doing it, so why don't I follow that? Elosh aviv machmir haya beprushu, so lekach hayamar ukva karas v'chala bar chamra. So he called himself vinegar, the son of wine, because his father was machmir, l'fishloya parish kolkach kamohu. You hear this? So this is the biggest raya. He calls himself, I'm vinegar, the son of wine. So that means he acknowledges that his father's better than him. And he acknowledges that my father's wine and I'm vinegar. So if your father's wine and you're vinegar, why don't you just copy your father? What's the answer? That's not what it's about. It's not about copying. It's about recognizing I might be vinegar now. That's where I'm holding right now. Is that incredible? Mm-hmm. That's incredible. It's not about, a lot of people, they have a Rebbe, they have someone, they just want to copy, you want to copy, you want to copy. The best thing that a person can do is to say the best Rebbe, or I don't know, the best Rebbe, a good machanech, a good father, a good someone who's giving over will say, don't follow me, follow you, do you. Why didn't his father give him mussar and say, how come I wait 24 hours and you're only waiting 6 hours? The answer is because you know that that's what you need to do. That's what precious is. Precious is being subjective. Subjective means that otherwise, what would be the big deal? Look up in halacha. Are you supposed to wait 24 hours? You're supposed to wait 6 hours? You're supposed to wait 3 hours? What are you supposed to wait? You know what? Sometimes you have to be machmir. Everyone has to know, when am I going to be machmir? When am I going to be makel? Sometimes you have to be machmir socially in different things. That's what the Ramchal says. I think we're going to stop over here. Exactly, because it's 9 minutes. And 3 seconds. We'll talk a little bit more about it. But again, there are 3 different categories. There's your enjoyment of the physical world. There's the halacha, which is very, very, very subjective. Subjective means that you have to know yourself what's considered a chumrah, and what's considered a kula, and what's considered a halacha. The third thing, which we're going to talk about in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, is relationships. Is with other people, which the Meretz Yisrael will talk about, less than 10 minutes a day keeps the Yetzer Hara away and at bay. Thank you, Avramo.